Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another one in a world where we do not have much happening as far as the sports go. We still find things to talk about because, you know what? Guys in the NFL are messing up. Guys in Major League Baseball don't want to come back. The owners want to look like good people. UFC is still going at it. They don't give a rat's, you know what. WWE, they're going at it. They don't care either. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf, we're breaking things down each and every week. We don't care. Welcome in. How are you doing, Mike?
Oh, I think we care, but I'm doing great. Hey, it's another Sunday. It's another show here on Sports Byline. A lot of stuff to talk about, even though there are no sports. You and I continually get it done.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are sports to talk about, by the way, and we do appreciate you checking us out wherever it is on SB Nation Radio, Sports Byline, however you may be checking us out. We appreciate it 100%. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. And trust me, man, there's a lot to talk about, even though we don't have the games that are really being played, although you do have the Korean League and things like that that you're getting to check out. The horses are going.
Soccer.
Things are happening a little bit. And I know we're up against it, so we'll take a pause for the cause. We'll come back on the other side. We'll hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy esports app for player props, and they are currently offering contests for CSGO, Dota, and League of Legends matches. Choose 5 over-under props for a player's stats to build your lineup. The riskier your choices, the more your selection is worth. They've already awarded over $1.2 million, so rack up the most points for your chance to share the prize pool. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. Use a promo code AI at sign up today for an instant free $10 credit. That's Thrive Fantasy with the promo code AI. Come prop up now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
The TVS Television Network, for decades your home for great sports TV, is back. You can watch six TVS sports channels now streaming on WatchYour.TV. It's free and it's on the internet as well as on Roku, Android, and iPhone and iPad apps. Watch TVS Sports Network, TVS Classic Sports Network, TVS Turbo Sports Network, TVS Women's Sports Network, TVS Tavern Sports Network, and TVS Boxing Network. That's TVS Television Network. Six free channels at WatchYour.TV.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another one. Lots to get into, even though the sports world is a little bit slow at this moment in time. But we all know what's going on in the world, and we've got to kind of take things a little bit slowly. John Poulter, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. We've got our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada each and every week. Toronto, Canada, to be quite frank. But, John, I don't want to beat around the bush. Obviously, we all know about the proposal that is out there for Major League Baseball to get back into action. I see a lot of problems with it, quite frankly. So I'm just going to kind of leave it to you. But if I'm a player, I'm not satisfied with this deal whatsoever. I think it's almost an insult, to be quite honest with you. What say you?
Well, I think my concerns more than anything, Andy, regardless of you know the player's financial issue, to me that's a small factor here. I think the safety issue and the credibility of the sport and the atmosphere of the sport are probably what are, to me, are more important here, and specifically looking at it from a Toronto standpoint, because the Blue Jays obviously would be treated a little bit differently than the rest of the other 29 teams in Major League Baseball, simply because there's the U.S.-Canada border crossing stoppage until at least the end of June. So we've got this quarantine issue. If the Blue Jays are going to participate in the 2020 season, they're going to have to play someplace in the States. So is that Buffalo, the home of their AAA team, the Buffalo Bisons, or is it Dunedin, Florida, the spring training home? I guess from a Toronto fan standpoint, it doesn't really make much difference. We'd be watching them on TV. So whether we're watching a game in Buffalo or whether we're watching a game in Florida is really non-existent. But I think that the only way this is going to work is for it to be done on a geographical basis, and that is East teams play East teams, Central teams play Central teams, etc. I can see a way where they can work it out that a team plays within its own division and then plays the corresponding division in the other league once. You could get 90 games out of that. If you got 90 games out of it with an off day, every 18 games would be 94 games. That would take us to about the 5th or 6th of October. That's workable. Personally, I think the integrity of the game is questionable here. We're asking players to do something that regular humans can't, and that's be within 6 feet of each other. How do you isolate all these people? And, you know, perhaps the most important thing here is let's think back a little bit, a couple of months, and one case of this virus shut down the NBA. So what is going to happen if we have one case in Major League Baseball with 30 teams with, let's say, approximately 50 people per team when you count players, broadcasters, therapists, etc.? I think the huge risk there, I just can't see it happening from a health standpoint. Obviously, it's all about money, so it's probably going to happen. But do I think it's the right thing? No, I'm afraid I don't.
All right, so let me just jump in, and I want to let you understand where I was coming from. I wasn't necessarily saying talking about their money. I was talking about the safety. And when you have guys speaking out about, look, you know, this is my safety, my health that I'm putting out there, I've got their back is all I'm saying. I wasn't necessarily talking about their money. I'm talking about the lack of uncertainty, the lack of knowing what's happening with this virus, and the health and safety protocol are extremely daunting. So I just think this is an extremely difficult task that they're trying to take upon themselves. They're going to do it. Quite frankly, they're going to do it whether we like it or not. I do think it's happening, but I wasn't really talking about their money so much. I was really talking more about the health and the safety. Go ahead, Mike.
That was where I was coming from too, Andy. I'm sorry, Mike, but that's where I was coming from too. When I talk about the fact that it's money, I'm not talking about the players here. I'm talking about the fact that the owners and the networks and the leagues that want to make money off the players and putting them at risk. So I think we're on the same page there. Sorry, Mike, didn't mean to jump in. Just wanted to clarify Andy's comment.
Oh, no. That's perfectly fine. But, you know, let's talk about money. You know, I mean, there's been plenty of players. You got the pitcher that's on Tampa Bay that's spoken out, the Cy Young Award winner, I believe, about, you know, look, I signed for this amount of money per year and this amount of money for the contract. I'm going to get paid. And, you know, you got Bryce Harper kind of echoing the same thing. What is your feeling about the money situation for these Major League Baseball players?
Well, frankly, I think all of the contracts should be prorated. They have to take into account that the teams are not going to have any ticket revenue, which is not a big piece, but a substantial piece of their income in terms of paying those players. And if a guy's only playing half a season, then he should really only get half a pay. I mean, I understand where Snell is coming from and Harper is coming from in the fact that I signed a contract to play I'm going to pick a number here, $25 million for the 2020 season. But in Snell's case, that was probably based on the fact that the Rays expected him to make 30 or 32 starts. He isn't going to make 30 or 32 starts in a 90-game season. So I think the players are being a little bit short-sighted if they're sitting back expecting to get their money. And I think they have to look at it, you know, don't kill the goose that laid the golden egg, because you insist on getting all of this money. The teams are going to not be as rich going forward, and maybe that's going to affect your next contract. So I think everybody has to sit down here and look at this with a little bit of common sense. I understand Snell's position. It's not his fault that COVID-19 came around. But on the other hand, it's not Major League Baseball or the Tampa Bay Rays ownership that caused this to happen either. These guys got to work together, and they've got to exist together, and at the end of the day, they probably will, but there'll be some harsh words said in the meantime.
That is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. We're talking, obviously, about the newest, latest proposal from Major League Baseball. Look, at the end of the day, I think you just said something that we all should be thinking about, and what the most responsible thing to be doing right now is probably, quite frankly, not playing these games in general. How much fun is it going to be for guys to not be able to high-five, not be able to hug each other, whatever it is when you make these great plays? I feel like we're taking all of the emotion out of the game, John.
Yeah, I can't disagree. And you may not have had an opportunity to see this, but the Bundesliga, which is the top soccer league in Germany, it's the equivalent essentially of the English Premier League, which I know is televised in the States. I don't believe any Bundesliga games are televised in the States, but the Bundesliga started up yesterday in somewhat of a limited format, much along the lines they're talking of with Major League Baseball. The soccer situation is a little bit different. They're trying to complete a season I think it's 6 to 8 games per team as opposed to start a season. But they started these games yesterday in home stadiums with no fans. They asked the players not to shake hands. They asked them not to hug each other after goals and so on and so forth. I watched a little bit of a game yesterday, and while you could see the effort was there, there was some hesitation when guys were going in to tackle and get the ball and be in little scrums in the corner where they were looking for possession. But it was really strange to see goals being scored and guys not going up and congratulating each other. Maybe we'd get used to it over time, but to your point, it certainly does look a little bit different and must have taken an awful lot of self-restraint on the players' behalf to do that.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's got to be an interesting dynamic, and it's for everybody involved. Obviously, viewership is going to be much different. Playing games for these athletes also going to be much different in general. I just think, you know, we've got a real situation on our hands. The world doesn't do what it did if this is all a bunch of nonsense. So at the end of the day, I really think we're heading for a little bit more trouble before things get better, guys. I really do. And, you know, this is going to be part of the problem, is that we can't sit still. We can't just settle down and wait and relax and say, look, we got to take a little time out and things got to work themselves out a little bit better. No, we're going to jump right back into things. And I think more and more people are going to be in trouble because of it. I know we got to take a break, so we'll do that. We'll come back. We'll continue to wrap with our professor of sports, John Poulter, about the sports world as we know it right now. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
In the game for the Crew, and here's Ryan Braun. On a big home run, the pitch. Ryan Braun sends it to left center and deep. Get up! Get up!
Listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Man, that's a sound that I'm really, really missing hearing, to be quite honest with you. Bob Uecker, the great Bob Uecker, calling my Milwaukee Brewers, Yelich, passing it to Bronny. Oh, man, come on now. It doesn't get much better than that, fellas. Welcome back in, everybody. Obviously, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out, as always, Mike Wilson, and we are hanging out with our professor of sports as well from all the way from Canada, John Poulter. I do have one final question. I do want to switch gears and ask you maybe somehow, some way, if NHL hockey has a chance, and I'm seeing some guys speaking out there, but with what we just heard, I got to close it out and ask you about all the amount of tests that we're hearing, potentially like 10,000 a week or something along those lines. I guess my question is the juice worth the squeeze? You know, I mean, is this going to be worth going out there and trying to make this all happen? Or are we getting ourselves into something in a big pickle here with what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish on the professional level with sports, John?
I think we're running a further risk. We're making good progress, or it would seem that we're making good progress. The numbers are still high. I mean, anything more than zero is obviously far too high, but the numbers are very high. They're coming down, but they're still high. I just don't see a way for it happening. As I said before, I think there's a huge risk here. We know that one case shut down the NBA. So we're playing with fire in terms of the possibility of one case amongst, 700 Major League Baseball players. Then you maybe double that by adding support staff and broadcasters and trainers and so on and so forth. Then you've got the people that drive the buses from the hotel. You've got the quarantine at the hotel. I think we're just playing with fire with an open match and a lighted gasoline tank right next to it, quite frankly.
No, I we're all on the same page about this. All right, so let's keep it going with the safety aspect. And I believe this Max Domi guy from the Canadiens comes out, and you know he's obviously in the midst of a contract or something along those lines, maybe for next season. But at this point in time, that's not all that important to him, man. Safety and health is at his foremost right now. And I'll be honest with you, I commend the kid, to be quite honest with you, John. He's like a 25-year-old kid or something like that, and not really thinking about necessarily the money right now, but thinking about health and safety. And I think he deserves a pat on the back, man.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, Domi's kind of I shouldn't say a special character, but he's certainly a unique character. He grew up in a sports family. His father was Ty Domi, who played for the Toronto Maple Leafs and a couple of other NHL teams. Much different player than Max Domi. Ty Domi was a tough guy, a scrapper. Max Domi's very much a skill player, but he's a pretty bright kid, and he's a lifelong diabetic, so clearly he understands health issues, he monitors health issues, he knows the risks. I give this guy a lot of credit, and he's also playing in a market, Montreal, which is very much a hockey market. I guess to say that hockey in Montreal is as important as football is in Dallas would probably be a pretty good parallel. Fans in Montreal live and die with the Canadiens. A guy gets a cold on the Canadiens and is suspected not to be playing in the next game. The whole town is worried. So I can see that being an issue with a guy like Domi.
Hello.
Hello.
John, are you still there?
Yep, I'm here. I'm getting a little bit of buzzing back in my headset, guys.
That's okay. It's probably a little bit on maybe on your end, but go ahead. Continue saying what you were saying. Sorry about that.
I was just saying that, you know, I think that Domi's a pretty bright kid. Being a lifelong diabetic, he understands the issues. I give him a lot of credit, especially with the fact that he is in a contract year. That's obviously a very important year for any athlete. So I admire the guy's maturity. I really do.
So let me ask you this, John, about the Coyotes now and their president, Aaron Cohn, also CEO, no longer with the NHL organization. That happened, as far as I know, on Thursday. This is a guy who'd been with the team since 2015 as chief operating officer and chief legal officer. So can you give us the background on this situation?
Well, it's funny that you bring that up, because when I saw that on the newswire on Wednesday or Thursday, I was going to shoot you a note and ask you what the buzz around town was on it, because, quite frankly, it came out of the blue from my standpoint. Not a name that we're very popular hearing. You know, it's not a name that we hear frequently up here. What it said to me was that clearly ownership is not 100% happy with the off-ice issues that are going on in Phoenix, and I guess that's nothing new. But what it did tell me was that perhaps this gives a little bit more power to John Cioka, the general manager. Maybe this is an indication that he's going to be moving up in the organization and putting his stamp on it. He was a bit of a surprise when he was named, but clearly what we've seen on the ice the last couple of years, things are going the right way. So I think it's probably more of an organizational structural change than anything else, but it did come out of the blue as far as I was concerned, and certainly not big news up here, but certainly did cross my desk in terms of feeds.
Well, I mean, it's just kind of sad because, obviously, you know, the Coyotes were having a little bit of success. They were in contention for a Western Conference playoff spot, you know, so I think there'd be about 11 games or so left, if I'm not mistaken, John, for most of these NHL teams if they can get back into action.
Yeah.
Do you think this is possible? Do you think they should just scrap the season? Where are you at?
Oh yeah. I think they should write it off. The American Hockey League has already done that, and we know that generally the NHL and the AHL kind of move in the same circles because they're so closely tied. I can tell you that the Toronto Maple Leafs have already given us credit for the 7 home games that were missed at the end of the season. So that to me is a clear indication from a business standpoint that they don't think those games are going to be played. I think Gary Bettman is playing with fire if he really thinks, and living in a pipe dream if he thinks that this can really happen. They'd have exactly the same concerns that the baseball players should have, putting all these guys in 3 or 4 hub cities. Yeah, you're isolating the cities, but you're maximizing the number of people that are coming into contact with each other. I just don't see it working. I think they should just say, look, we don't want to be playing hockey in August. Let's just write this thing off. It's become a mess. And, you know, going back to your Coyotes situation, I thought the timing was odd. but probably no more odd than the Chicago Blackhawks parting company with their CEO, John McDonough, in the middle of all this. That was the one that shocked me more, actually, than the Phoenix or the Arizona one did. But odd times of year for teams in the hockey world to be making changes. There's probably a lot more to these stories than we realize.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Do you think that, in a way, when Arizona opens up the state for professional sports, Florida opens up the state for professional sports, do they have a hidden agenda, I guess is my question, because ultimately we're talking about hubs potentially for different cities, different teams to come to, and that's for all sports involved, to be quite honest with you. Are they setting themselves up for a disaster in those particular states that are opening themselves up to having professional sports come back to them?
Yeah, frankly, I don't really see what the benefit is to them, to be very honest with you, because when there's a sporting event in a city, it's generally what attracts the event to the city is the number of fans that come, the amount of money that's spent in the local economy. Think about the NCAA basketball tournament as an example. That came to Phoenix a few years ago, and you know, look at the money that got pumped into the Phoenix economy as a result of all those people staying in hotels, going to bars, going to restaurants, etc. If there's no fans at games in Arizona and Florida, how do the cities benefit from this? I really don't get it.
I don't either, John. We're trying to figure it out each week, aren't we? But obviously, yep, the time has come. We'll let you rock and roll. Have a great rest of your day. We'll hook up next week.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Stay well, and we'll chat next week.
Absolutely. John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking it down, man. Major League Baseball, NHL hockey, everything in the world. How does it come back? When does it come back? And is it anywhere close to what it used to be? Keep it close, everybody. Speaking of that, we'll be right back with a little bit more of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Corey Krug denied ice by Jonathan Drouin. He gave it away. Marchand, little dangle through the slot. Pasternak scores!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All right. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. A lot to get into, even though we don't have the sports world really happening in full throttle. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. We just got done speaking with our professor of sports, John Poulter, about Major League Baseball, about some hockey stuff happening, and quite frankly, not a lot to look forward to right now because everything is on hold. But with that being said, Mike Wilson, we have been given a gift. We have been given The Last Dance by Michael Jordan, the Chicago Bulls, that dynasty of what they were going through. And we're on our last couple of episodes later. And what I'm wondering from you is, what have you taken away from this documentary?
That's a very good question. The one thing that I take away from it is just – it just reminds me of just how good Michael really was and how good that team was, you know, in the 90s. I mean, 2 three-peats. I mean, it goes without saying just how great of an achievement that is. The other thing that it points out is that I don't know if we've ever run into an athlete that is just hell-bent on winning. And that winning is the only thing that mattered to MJ. I mean, I think it was episode 7 last week, he had to take a break. You know, he even said break because he was so emotional about the way he played. And if you're not going to play that way, then I have no use for you. And I don't know if we've ever run into an athlete that puts it out like that. And, you know, there are some current NBA players that have come out like, look, if Michael took a swing at me, I'm swinging back. I don't, you know, you don't treat other people like that. And I kind of sit there and look at people making comments like that. And I just say to myself, well, you weren't in the mix with him. You weren't playing during that time. It's a different time in the NBA to be playing. So, you can talk all this bravado. You can talk about, you know, Michael, you know, was a tyrant. Michael, you know, was not a very good teammate. And, you know, Bill Weddington and other guys are saying, look, as a teammate, yeah, he was a jerk. He was this, he was that. But at the end of the day, you look back on it and you see what Michael was trying to do for the team. And they go, he was one hell of a teammate, you know, because people won rings. People got to a level in their career that very few ever will see. So the whole thing with that you can take away, there's so much to take away. I mean, Andy, what are you taking away from this so far?
Well, thanks for letting me jump in here. You know, you said a couple of interesting things. About Michael, and Michael was the ultimate winner, man. I'm sorry, but he's the ultimate winner, the ultimate competitor, and you can never take away his desire to win and have people around him win. And his success was based on everybody else's success too. So this guy was the ultimate team player. I'm sorry, but you know the interactions that he had with Scotty Burrell and Steve Kerr, you know that was him testing these guys. That was him getting the max out of these these guys. That was him taking these guys to a different level, quite frankly, Mike Wilson. And, you know, this guy, he was – to me, he's the greatest competitor that I've ever seen in any sport. And, you know, you could throw Tiger Woods up there with him. Maybe you throw Rafael Nadal up there with those guys too. But in general, I think what Michael brought to the game was so special. And I guess my question back to you, because of what you said and how he was such a leader – would his leadership style work today? Could you be the way that Michael Jordan is with the ball players that you're seeing out there today?
You know, the easy answer, I think, would be no, because it is a different NBA. You got different rules, and you got a different way of playing the game, but different personality, you know, in the game. I mean, it's very much a league that, you know, they're exchanging – uniforms after the game. They're hugging, they're dapping each other. They're, you know, everybody wants to be friends. It's a very AAU kind of feel to it. And I mean, Andy, you know, you and I grew up in the same era. These guys aren't exchanging pleasantries. They're not exchanging uniforms after the game and, you know, trying to add to their, you know, to their look in their man cave back home. They were out to kill each other, you know, and I say that facetiously, but I mean, look, they were out to beat other great players. They weren't teaming up. They weren't doing any of that, you know, and as much as these people go, well, he had Scottie and, you know, Magic had Cap and Worthy and Bird and McHale and Perry, you know, there was no way Michael was going to team up with Bird or Magic or anybody else in the league. And, you know, it was just a different mindset. And the mindset today is very much, you know, to me, hey, let's get our money. Let's play some good basketball. Let's see if we can get some titles. But at the same time, I don't see the, like, you just want to go out and just destroy your teammate instead of this getting together and forming super teams and all those kind of things.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, different era, different time. I do think that Michael's style would work, because when you're that fierce of a competitor, you make people get on your same page. Let me ask you about Scottie Pippen. How do you feel about Scottie? You know, we saw him talk about the shot that Tony Kukoc got over him late in that ball game, and, you know, the guy had an opportunity to like come across and sound like he matured and sound like he had grown up a little bit. But yet, what does Scottie Pippen do, man? Scottie Pippen, not only does he take it, does he own it, but dude doubles down on it, man, and says, no, you know what? I would do the same thing today. Like, I'm sorry, man, but at the end of the day, he's the one who's making himself look bad in this series, in this documentary. I know that he's complaining that people think he looks bad and this and that and the other, but Scottie, they gave you every opportunity to have a rebuttal and say, look, show a little remorse for what you did back in the day with almost breaking up that Chicago Bull team at a time when, dude, let's be honest, you can't do that to your teammates at that moment in time, but yet Scottie did that, man. So I think he's the guy who made himself look bad personally.
Personally, yeah. I'm sitting there watching it with my son, and we see that, and we're like, did he just say what we thought he did? Like, he doubled, like you said, he doubled down and said, I'd do the same thing. And look, Michael even came across and said, that moment's going to haunt Scottie probably for the rest of his life. And so, you know, I Scottie's kind of coming off as, a bit of a whiner. You know, he complained about his contract and wanted to be traded, and I get it. Like, he was, well, Michael too, but I mean, Scottie made it very vocal that he wanted out, and he wanted his contract renegotiated, even though the owner told him, don't sign this contract because you're going to sell yourself short in the long term. You know, Scottie, and, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion about Scottie, including Pippen himself. So, it was just really interesting to see him double down and like you said, make himself remorseful, make himself contrite. And he just said, to hell with it. I'm not going to do that. You know, and I would do the same thing. And Isaiah Thomas kind of comes across the same way to me too, when they're talking about the bad boys and walking off the court and all this. And Isaiah was making, you know, making excuses, you know, as to why they did it. I mean, just own it and move on. And I think everybody would have been cool with what, you know, if Isaiah did that. I think everybody would be certainly be cool if Pip did the same thing.
I'm okay with what Isaiah did. I'm sorry, bro, but I'm okay with what Isaiah did. And I'm not okay with what Michael did to Isaiah about the Olympic team. That was absolutely wrong, 100%. So let's agree to disagree on that one. Let me ask you, what do you feel about Jerry Krause? How does he look in this whole picture? Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? What was Jerry Krause to you?
Well, he had certainly had Napoleon complex, you know, but you know, he's coming across as a guy that didn't take care of his players, like that wasn't looking out for his players. He seems like, you know, a few people in the documentary, you know, he has little man syndrome kind of thing, that he didn't get enough credit. I think the person that is escaping by a little bit is Reinsdorf. You know, and Reinsdorf kind of threw Krause under the bus a little bit, talking about the contract with Pippen, talking about different aspects of the day-to-day operations with the Bulls. But look, Krause was tight with his wallet. He didn't exactly pay the players. And it wasn't until, for Michael, what, year 16 or 17, that he was making what he should have been making for 10 years. In terms of salary.
Let's agree again to disagree here. The times were different, man, and guys weren't making as much money playing. Michael was making so much money in endorsements, and the guy was ruling the world in that sense, you know. So,
right.
Look, at the end of the day, my thought on Krause is this, okay? Look, love him, hate him. At the end of the day, this guy brought 6 championships to the Chicago Bulls, and the fact that he probably didn't bring 8 is because Michael took a break for a couple of years, took that hiatus, so that's why the Bulls didn't win for a couple more years. I heard an interesting interview, I think just the other day with BJ Armstrong, and I absolutely loved it. I'll be honest with you, man. The guy was just so candid, so outspoken, so real about the situation. And basically, the question that they asked him was this a real portrayal of what it was like being part of the Chicago Bulls? And you know what BJ Armstrong said? He said, yeah, man. He said, look, this was – we were like a rock and roll event coming to your town. Yeah, he's like, this was something that you just don't see a lot of. And, you know, BJ's still involved with the game now. BJ's an agent, and so he's out there. He knows the way that things work from then till now. And you know what? He said that the one thing that all of his guys say to him today is that the fact that back in the day they were so – freaking physical, man. And when you said something earlier in this conversation about them wanting to kill each other. No. They didn't want to kill each other, man. They were out for blood, Mike. These guys were out for blood each and every week. They wanted to take it to the next guy. They wanted to earn their stripes. And I think that's what I appreciate so much about my childhood growing up watching those guys play, who I think personally were the greatest players of all time back in the 80s and 90s. And the guys today, they're soft. They're very soft.
They are soft, but that's, to me, that's a product of the rules that we have now. You can't play physical. You can't foul like you did back in the 80s and 90s. Otherwise, you could get tossed. So there's a little bit of that going on. But I am with you for the most part. The best athletes, the toughest athletes are those from the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, at the end of the day, we got to see that greatness. We're getting to see the greatness of today as well. And I appreciate both of them. I really do. I appreciate both of them. And I think that it's fair to say LeBron James would be great in any era.
Right.
Michael Jordan would be great in any era. The athleticism, the basketball knowledge that he had, unprecedented, translates. Man. Yeah, it's unprecedented. So they're very different, but they're very same at the in a lot of ways as well. I think that the one nod that I'll definitely give Michael is I just feel like he was the ultimate competitor, and I don't know if there's anybody that competed like him. And I know we got to take a break, so we'll do that. We'll come back. We'll finish up this hour. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in. Final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, as always, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. You can get at us in several different ways. Call us. Hit us up on the phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. Check us out. Follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Haven't mentioned this all freaking day now that I'm thinking about it. You can follow us on Facebook at Dorf on Sports as well. Follow us. Like the page. Great stuff from Mike out there. He puts out good content all the time. And then also check us out on Instagram at The Real Dorf on Sports. What do you think of Dennis Rodman? We got to get this in before we get out of this hour, man. Dennis Rodman, what do you think about his role with the Chicago Bulls, Mike Wilson?
Well, I'll tell you what, if I can take a vacation in the middle of the season, you know, to Vegas for a week, you know, I'm not sure how that would go over with the bosses. But, you know, he's coming off exactly who he was. Dennis was as real a person as you're going to get.
I agree. No, I think that that's really, really well said. And ultimately, I think what made the Bulls so interesting, with what makes a lot of these teams interesting today, you know, where you have all the stars, like when the Warriors were playing together, Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, they had all these personalities, right? And somehow, some way, Phil Jackson was able to make all these guys intertwine, you know, and make these guys a hell of a basketball team. But I actually think they liked each other. I'm sorry. I know that we see a lot of this stuff that people put out there, but ultimately, you know, when you have a Dennis Rodman character, a Scottie Pippen, a Michael Jordan, these are big egos, man. You got to manage those somehow, some way. And Phil Jackson did a great job of doing that. All right, I know I hear the music. We got to take that pause for the cause. Hour number one is in the books. That means hour number two on the horizon. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.